forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point.
But it was his third, Angels with Dirty Faces, in 1998, that World Cafe correspondent John Morrison says made Tricky a legend.
I think with this third record, Angels with Dirty Faces, they had to hang his jersey up in the rafter. Like, yo, this is somebody who is creating music that really has no peer.
Those men will break your bones. Don't know how to build stable homes.
Coming up on A New Culture Corner, John talks about how Tricky blended the blues, hip-hop, gospel, and more to create an album that sounded like nothing else. About the collaborations on the record, like this one with PJ Harvey, and we'll dig into what makes Tricky such a fascinating, groundbreaking artist. The Culture Corner with John Morrison, today. I'm Raina Duris, and this is World Cafe. Now today is Victoria Day up in Canada. It's a long weekend. It's kind of like Memorial Day in the States, sort of the unofficial start of summer. And in backyards, patios, and docks across the nation, it's guaranteed that this song is probably going to play at least once. The tragically hip, Bob Cajun.
Your house this morning at a quarter after nine. Could have been the Willie Nelson, could have been the one. When I left your house this morning, it was a little in Bob Cajun, I saw the constellations reveal themselves one star at a time. Drove back to town this morning. Working on my mind, I thought I may be quitting. Thought of leaving it behind. Went back to bed this morning, and as I'm pulling down the blind, yeah, the sky was dark.
Thank you.
This is the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month he joins me for the Culture Corner. Hey, John, what's up?
Not much, Raina. Chilling. Glad to see you again and dig into this record.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. What have you brought for us today? Tell us.
Yeah, so today I wanted to talk about a record that got a lot of buzz when it came out, probably due to the nature of the artist that made it. But I haven't really seen a lot of people talking about it or celebrating it in the ways that I think people should. It's Angels with Dirty Faces, the third solo album from the British vocalist producer Tricky.
Okay, for listeners who might not be familiar with Tricky, tell us a little bit about his background.
So Tricky is an interesting figure in 90s popular music. He was initially kind of introduced into the music scene as a member, like an affiliate member of the group Massive Attack. Massive Attack and Portishead were two bands in particular that came out of Bristol, the city in England, that kind of nurtured these bands and musicians that took hip-hop aesthetics and sampling and combined it with dub reggae and post-punk to create this sound that the music industry and journalists would later label trip-hop, a term that I've talked to Tricky about and other musicians from the scene. Nobody likes that term. It's a very uncool way to describe a very unique kind of variant or offspring of hip-hop culture and hip-hop music. But Tricky, in a lot of ways, is a standout of that scene. You know, like I said, he was in Massive Attack, and when he went solo, he took all of those influences that were floating around Bristol in the 80s, you know, hip-hop, dub, post-punk, all of that stuff, and he really combined this music into something that was very distinct and different from what Portishead had done or Massive Attack or any of the other, any of his peers.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for letting me know that saying trip hop is not cool. I'll keep that in mind. Let's dig into this. The first song you've chosen for us is Carriage for Two. Tell us about this song.
I think that Carriage for Two is indicative of the sound that Tricky is exploring throughout this record. It's this dark, kind of like modern blues song about parenthood. Like, it's about his daughter being born. The mother of his daughter and longtime collaborator Martina Topley Bird is singing on the song, and it's a gorgeous song with a sad real life context to it. Martina and Tricky's daughter Mina, who was a talented singer in her own right, she died in 2019. You know, just as her career, she had grown up and her career was just, she was just kind of making her footing in the music business and following in her parents' footsteps, but she passed away. So listening back to this song, you hear it, it's kind of like a sadness. Not that, you know, her parents would have predicted what would have happened to her, but just as a listener, you hear this kind of sadness hanging over this song. It's about welcoming a child into the world, but the blues spirit in it has like a kind of sadness and a melancholy hanging over it. It's a beautiful song that's it'll kind of like break your heart if you listen to it too deeply.
All right, well, let's listen. It's Carriage for Two. This is Tricky on World Cafe.
Carriage for two.
Cafe, you just heard Carriage for Two. That's from Tricky's 1998 album Angels with Dirty Faces. Talking about that album today with John Morrison on the Culture Corner, I'm Raina Duris. Now, you referred to Carriage for Two as modern blues, kind of. Can you talk about the influence of the blues throughout Angels with Dirty Faces?
Yeah, absolutely. Tricky has said in interviews around the time he was making this record that he was trying to write the blues when he came up with this, and a lot of ways he accomplished that goal, like trying to get at that particular like sound and feeling of the blues. So it's like the blues, but it's also the blues with samples and electronics. There's a little dub style, like dub reggae style production influences. So even more so than just the way the record is put together, the blues influence kind of comes through in Tricky's voice. Famously, he had an accident when he was younger, so his throat was damaged. And after that, his voice really took on a unique character. He has like this gravelly, hoarse kind of whisper. Now you take that sound and that timbre of his voice and you contrast it with some of the women that he's collaborating with on this record. Martina Topley Bird, PJ Harvey is on this record. It feels like the old school blues style where a man and a woman would sing and their voices would kind of counterbalance each other. It all harkens back to that influence of older American music.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear Singing the Blues next. What should we listen for here?
Yeah, Singing the Blues is gorgeous. A very simple song. It's built around this classic blues riff, but the way that they took the riff, it doesn't feel like a guitarist playing it in real time. It's kind of like chopped and filtered. It feels like somebody is triggering the guitar with a sample. I'm not sure exactly what they did on a technical level, but it feels like the blues, but kind of like chopped up. The legendary Philly jazz drummer G. Calvin Weston is playing on it. Martina Topley Bird is also singing on it. And the way that they mix her voice, it's kind of filtered, kind of mid-rangey. It sounds like a modern update of like an old Ma Rainey 78 or like Bessie Smith. It feels like something that was recorded in the 1920s, but with all of this other influence of like electronic music and jazz kind of layered in and on top of it.
This is Singing the Blues. It's Tricky on World Cafe.
Thank you.
Culture Corner on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. We're talking about the album Angels with Dirty Faces by Tricky. It came out in 1998. That song is from that album. It's called Singing the Blues. John, in addition to the blues sounds that he explores on this album, Tricky is really influenced by hip-hop. Can you talk about hip-hop and how it shaped Angels with Dirty Faces?
Yeah, I think that Tricky, despite being labeled trip-hop, I think that he's a hip-hop artist at his core. I've had the pleasure of interviewing him a couple times, and in both conversations, the interview kind of sidetracked into like super specific like 90s or early 2000s hip-hop stuff. So he's a hip-hop head at his core, and vocally you hear it in the music. He's kind of half singing but also half rapping. There's a hip-hop approach to the vocal performance on this record and on a lot of Tricky records. You know, he covers Slick Rick's song The Moment I Feared, and there are even references all over Angels with Dirty Faces to the murder of Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur. And this record was written right after Notorious B.I.G. was killed. And of course, you know, Tupac had been murdered before that. So he's writing about that, and he's, you know, wrestling with that. And those references are scattered throughout the record. So for as much blues and soul and rock are all over this record, and electronic music at its heart, I think this is a hip hop record with, you know, reaching into the spirit of those other genres.
Right. And you mentioned Tricky's collaborators on this album, Martina Topley Byrd, G. Calvin Weston, and PJ Harvey. What can you tell us about PJ Harvey's guest appearance on the song Broken Homes?
Broken Homes is really the jewel and the heart of this record. And it makes me wish that Tricky and PJ Harvey had actually made more music together, because the chemistry is like A1. So, you know, this is a big, beautiful song. It's about fame and the music business and violence, but it's also about toxic masculinity. Like I said, Tricky's referencing Tupac and Biggie on this record. A lot of this song is about that, and about those two young men being killed, like cut down in, like, quote, the prime of their lives, and at the height of their careers. And this song is about how the media and the music industry not only capitalized off of Tupac and Biggie's murders, but stoked it in a lot of ways. So it's a deeply sad song, but it also has this beautiful string arrangement. PJ Harvey's vocal is gorgeous. It's kind of soft and tender, but it's still that interplay with Tricky's voice. He's gravelly and rough and kind of wounded. They're both backed by a choir called the Sisters and Brothers Choir, so it also has like kind of like an uplifting gospel feel to it. Broken Homes is probably the best song on Angels with Dirty Faces, and it's also one of the best songs in Tricky's catalog in general.
Here it is. This is Broken Homes, Tricky featuring PJ Harvey on World Cafe.
Bones. Don't know how to build stable homes. We lose our voice for each year. Maybe we won't bring soon. Is there cancer in the throat?
No stress.
Maybe it's supposed to kill the success. Because success is killing. Murder is media. False laugh, forged autograph. First my body, now my corpse. Those men who break your bones don't know how to build stable homes. Life is pain, murder is pain. And if the flame is so too scared to leave, too quick to die. Don't say no grateful bones, don't know how to be stable homes. Don't say no grateful bones, don't know how to be stable homes. Don't say no grateful bones, don't know how to be stable homes.
Featuring PJ Harvey, Broken Homes. It's from Tricky's 1998 album, Angels with Dirty Faces. I'm Raina Doris, talking about that album today with John Morrison on the Culture Corner here on World Cafe. Why is Angels with Dirty Faces important, John, and how does it fit into Tricky's discography?
Angels with Dirty Faces really solidified Tricky as one of the great musical minds of the 1990s. You know, you had all of this music and creativity throughout that decade, but Tricky made something that really has no parallel. It pulls from a lot of things, but there's nothing really like the music that he made. And I think that his first two records, Max and Quay in 1995 and Premillennium Tension, was the next year in 1996. Both of those records are outright classics, right? But I think that Angels with Dirty Faces was so different sonically from those first two records. It showed that Tricky could bring in the blues, you know, orchestral arrangements, all of these different things that didn't show up or all those things that wouldn't seem like an easy fusion. So, you know, I think that this record, sonically, I look at it like, and its significance, I look at it like sports, right? The first two records, Tricky might have won, you know, the championship, like, because those records were classic records. Everybody loved them. They were very successful. But I think with this third record, Angels with Dirty Faces, they had to hang his jersey up in the rafter. Like, yo, this is somebody who is creating music that really has no peer and doesn't sound like anything else that was being made at the time.
Yeah. John, thank you so much. That was so interesting. I always love when you bring in a record where I'm pretty unfamiliar with it. And it was so cool. So thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Doris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening community through support of the arts. KUAC is supported by Mount McKinley Bank, offering Fairbanks-based banking solutions since 1965. More information and branch locations on the web at mtmckinleybank.com. And as a reminder, burn permits are required now through the end of August. Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection's website is forestry.alaska.gov/burn. Remember, almost all human-caused fires are avoidable. You can protect yourself and your neighbors by always burning responsibly. While fire danger is still in the high range, burning is allowed in the Fairbanks area with a burn permit. Let's get back to the next segment of World Cafe. For KUAC, I'm Mark Rippey. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Before that break here on World Cafe, you heard the Culture Corner with John Morrison. He was talking about Tricky's album, Angels with Dirty Faces. I always find those segments so interesting. If you love them, if you love learning about music, you love the dives John Morrison takes into different albums every month, make sure you're subscribed to the World Cafe podcast. Search it up on your favorite podcast app, and that way you'll never miss an episode of the Culture Corner. Here's Feist. How come you never go there?
Had worked the fields too long. My bear had lost his innate calm. It's true enough for not a kiss. The peace was never what it seems. Our love is not the light it was. When I walk inside the dark, I'm gone. The world we look for where it went.
Paper side. I love you, sweet. searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keep me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old.
Fiona Apple. That's from a new tribute album called Heart of Gold, The Songs of Neil Young. Also features Brandi Carlile, Eddie Vedder, Courtney Barnett, and a whole bunch more, with proceeds going to the Bridge School. Back in a moment with more World Cafe.
KUAC is supported by LeBrun's Landscaping, designing driveways, walkways, fences, and planted displays. You can get more information at lebrunslandscaping.com. The Tanana Yukon Historical Society invites the public to a guided tour of the Pioneer Air Museum, presented by Bill Green, on Wednesday, May 21st at 7 p.m. That'll be at Pioneer Park's Gold Dome. Later this year, the museum's collection will be broken up, parts of it moving to a variety of new quarters. You can join Bill Green, a member of the Board of Directors of the Interior and Arctic Alaska Aeronautical Foundation, for a guided walkthrough of this remarkable assemblage of inventors and flyers of the machines that truly opened up Alaska to the world. More information at TananaYukonHistory.org. For KUAC, I'm Mark Ribby. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Hey, Raina with you on World Cafe. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting public radio. It's so important right now. Public radio is a lifeline to communities. It's a lifeline to the news. And public radio music stations are also a lifeline. These shows are so important when it comes to helping bands develop. This next band is one of those ones that public radio has been very excited about ever since they started years ago. I saw them on stage a couple weeks ago talking about how important that support has been. They've been on World Cafe many times, most recently in March. This is The Head and the Heart with Arrow.
You caught me staring off the cliff again, been looking down on everyone. Wish my goodbyes could be more innocent, but every part just wants to run. I have this deep, deep feeling in my ribs again. I just keep moving on, like the deep, deep current of the river. To keep moving on. This time's I need direction. This time's I need to roam. I'm from station to station. I showed up here alone. It's alright, it's alright.
need to roam. I moved station to station. I showed up here alone.
Thank you so much.
This is Public Radio's most listened to music show. It's World Cafe.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you've found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. To orbit, it could be love. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on
Joy, a new song from them called Coyote from their new album, Hope We Have Fun. That takes us to the end of this hour of World Cafe. Thank you again to John Morrison.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
How do you do? You're so gorgeous. You need a secretary, sweet and gorgeous.